Welcome to Ilani Talks, a podcast focused on self-care, love, and all that comes with it. I'm your host, Ilani Salcedo. I'm a mental and emotional health writer in the wellness space, and this is just an extension in voice format, of course, that I do on ilanisalcedo.com. Mental wellness and grief are topics that I believe need to be spoken about for better understanding and finding the best ways to cope. This episode is of my very first guest recording with my lifelong sister, Alessia Deanna Wisniewski. We dive into a meaningful conversation about these topics and other aspects of life that impact us as individuals. I hope you enjoy the episode and feel the love. Hey, Ella, how are you today?
Hi, Lonnie. Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. Just stuck in my quarantine. How are you?
I'm good. Taking it day by day.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Yeah, so before we begin the heart of this interview, I do like to ask my guests two questions before beginning. So what do you do and what do you want to be known for?
Yeah, of course. So I am an associate director of editorial for a pharmaceutical marketing company down by my job, by my house. And I actually just started that job. I've always been in editorial throughout my whole career, but this is my first time being in like a supervisor role and things like that. So it's definitely been a learning curve, but I've really surprised myself with how well I am at it. So I've been really enjoying it. And what do I want to be known for? That's a really good question. But I think ultimately what I'd like to be remembered for and known for is, you know, just like my kindness. I really pride myself in being a very kind person and, you know, not judging people and being accepting and, you know, just open to meeting new people and new possibilities and making people feel loved.
I love that. And I know you personally, so I know you're ready. Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely show that. So,
thank you.
But for everyone else, I think they'll feel that from you if they get to know you.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you. That's nice.
No problem. Okay. So since our episode, or people obviously don't know the topic of the episode just yet, but it focuses on self-love, self-care, mental wellness, and grief. And I think this topic, is one of the best ones that I could think for you. Again, like, yeah. I know you personally, I think we've known each other for about 20 plus years.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, I can't even count anymore, but definitely more than 20.
Yeah, so I think these topics are definitely like the heart of who we are and who we are to each other too. So right. I'd love to begin with asking you, looking back to who you were in your younger years versus who you are today, what's the single most important advice you would give to yourself and why?
If I could go back to little Alessia, I would tell her to just take it easy and take it easy on herself. I think growing up, and I think a lot of this, you know, comes from being an immigrant myself, but also a child of immigrant parents. Mm-hmm. You know, our parents, I know they love us and they want the best for us, but they come from a different environment. They also may not even realize they're doing it, but they apply so much pressure on us, you know, because then I understand, like, they came here to give us a better life and they want us to fulfill that. So I think I would just tell myself to take it easy on myself. I've learned that I'm very hard on myself. My therapist has told me that, my husband tells me that, and I realize it too. So, and I it's always been so natural for me. I think I've always done that without even realizing it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I could go back to little Alessia, I really would just say, take it easy. Everything's going to be fine. And be nice to yourself. I'm nice to other people. I'm not so nice to myself. So that's something I need to work on.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult to do the same as we would do to others in the nice aspect of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and with that, obviously, like, I think self-care and self-love, especially nowadays, is really important. But to whatever capacity, has that always been important to you? And if it hasn't, how does that look like today? And if it has, how have you, like, just added on to it?
So I think a lot with mental health, and specifically my mental health, is that I just always thought the actions I took and the way I felt was normal. And, you know, and mm-hmm. not that I'm not normal and not that it isn't normal, but a lot of the things I feel are not normal. Or I shouldn't say normal. That's not a good word, but I think I thought that self-care was not like important to me, but you know, being someone who's gone through therapy in the past couple of years, who's been through a lot of terrible things, I've realized that I need to make self-care a part of my life in order to just ground myself, you know, like whether that's locking myself in my room and watching movies for hours on end, or doing a face mask, going to the gym, you know, whatever your form of eating, whatever your form of self-care is. I think my point earlier was now in my older life, I just am so much more aware of myself and my feelings and those around me. And that's what I meant by like not normal. You know, I'm a very, I don't know the word to say. I feel a lot of feelings. I'm a very intense person, and not everyone is like that, but I always thought that people were. So realizing that, you know what, sometimes I just need to take a breath. I need to take a step back. Maybe I need to take the day off from work or not go to the gym, whatever. It's kind of like, you know, that day that you feel, okay, you know what, I need to take a day for myself, whatever you feel you need to do. So I think definitely now in my older life, I'm just more aware that, and sometimes I schedule it, you know, I'm like, my husband works full, like a full hour. Tommy goes to work on Tuesdays at 6 a.m. and then he comes home around 10 p.m. So as much as I hate that he's working that day, I kind of use that as, I'm going to do a face mask tonight. I'm going to lay in bed. I'm going to, you know, so sometimes I do schedule my self-care days, and they've become really, really important to me. I try to have them weekly, to be honest, if not more than once a week. So for sure, they're very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think necessary, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. And especially all the responsibilities that we have just in our individual lives is a lot too.
Right.
And I could definitely empathize with like your intensity, because I'm intense as well. And you know this. But I'm very, I know. I'm very internal about it, and you might not be. And I think that's just really the huge difference between us, but we're very similar in that sense that we do need to disconnect because we feel things intensely.
Yeah, definitely.
And obviously, like you mentioned, mental wellness. So that is part of my next question. So how has the lack of boundaries, self-awareness, and anything else from the past affected your mental health? And I know you just touched upon it a little bit, but maybe you could dive into it a little bit more.
Well, yeah, I can definitely go. I can talk about this all day long. But what I forgot to mention earlier about the self-care thing is, and it goes into this question, is that it's just setting boundaries with myself. You know, sometimes I need, like I said, I'm not very kind with myself and I expect way too much. So I need to set those boundaries with myself to say, okay, stop, you know, shut off your brain and just do nothing or whatever it is. And I think that my whole life, I've always been, you know, I don't want to say the word suffer because I'm not suffering, but anxiety and depression both run in my family and I have both. And that's something I think I've always known that I've had anxiety, but it's always kind of been that like, oh, I have anxiety. It's never been like really diagnosed. I've always just thought I've had anxiety, but in the past year or two, I have been diagnosed with both. And so I think that in order for me to create that mental wellness within myself, I've learned that I've had to set boundaries, and that goes with family, that goes with friends. I think in my younger years, I always was so worried about how my actions were going to affect other people and what they thought about me or how they responded. And now I'm kind of at the point in my life where I don't want to say I don't care, but I care about myself more. So if I have to say no to a friend, if I have to cancel on a friend, if I have to say no to a family member, I have learned in the past year or two to put myself first. And I think because of that, I've grown a lot. I've become so comfortable with myself and who I really am. You know, I know you know, but I have groups of friends from all different walks of life. And as much as I love you all, I think that I'm sure we all feel this way, but I think that I'm a lot different than all my friends. I'm different than you. I'm different than the girls. I'm different than, you know, my new friends from work and things. So I've always kind of morphed into what I think I should have been in order to be in those friendships. But now I'm just like, take it or leave it. And that is part of my boundaries, you know, where I'm like, this is who I am. These are the things I like. These are the things I don't like. You know, and creating those boundaries has allowed me to really accept myself and learn to love myself. And that's still something I'm learning to do every day, but I feel not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, a lot more confident in this past year than I have probably my whole life. And I really love the person I've become. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that has to do with the boundaries that I've set for myself, you know, with Tommy, with my family, my friends. So boundaries are very important, and we shouldn't be afraid to set them, because we have to, if we don't respect ourselves, other people are not going to respect us, definitely. You know? And so it's kind of just, you have to let people know, this is who I am. You either like it or you don't. And so far everyone likes it. So.
Yes, you are loved.
And more of that is, yeah, more of that has just been my own, like I said, my own fear of what people, how people are going to react to something I might say or do. And now I'm just kind of like, they're going to say what they're going to say, you know?
Yeah. And I love how you mentioned boundaries, because I think that's so important to everything that we are, because without it, we would be all over the place. And I think that's why some people can't, like, either manage their emotional health or their mental health, because maybe they feel like they should be a certain way and not actually give ourselves that boundary or put boundaries onto others and be like, listen, I cannot be here for you 100% until I'm okay. And once I'm okay, I'm here to be of service or whatever it is that a person might need, but I cannot be 100% just for you.
I can barely be 100% for myself, you know? So everything starts with yourself, I think. So if you take care of yourself, everything else will fall into place.
Absolutely. And I think my next question, you pretty much answered with all of this that we've spoken about. So what's mentally healthy for you? So pretty much like boundaries and just being very aware of what it is that you need.
Yeah. Definitely my boundaries are number one. And I also think that finding the right person to spend your life with has a lot to do with your mental health. You know, I am a firm believer in energy, and that goes for all relationships in life, friendships, familial relationships, and your intimate relationships. I just can't be around people who suck energy from me. You know, I need to be around people who are positive, and not that it needs to be positive 24/7, but you know, I need to be around people who give me good energy and who take my good energy. And I think that learning who those people are and who they're not, you know, and I've lost a lot of friendships in the past couple of years. I've gained some really amazing friendships. I think I've strengthened friendships I've already had. So I think just being aware of energy is mentally healthy for me. And that goes with also the self-care. You know, it's not just one thing. It's a mix of things. It's whatever makes you happy on that specific day. I mean, everyone's different. And sometimes I wake up and I'm in the worst mood. And I've learned that, you know, sometimes it's not my depression or my anxiety. I'm just in a bad mood. And that's fine. Like, people wake up in bad moods. And I've learned that I need to just feel those feelings out, work through them, whether it's the depression, the anxiety, or just the fact that I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, because that happens sometimes. So I think just being aware of my energy and how to exude it, how to, you know, keep myself emotionally healthy is all part of keeping my mental health A1.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Okay, so then moving on to kind of our next topic, and you did touch upon about like losing friendships, and I think that has a lot to do with just being able to take care of yourself and giving yourself that opportunity to really like just heal in every aspect that you could. My next question is, in what you feel most comfortable in sharing, how has grief in the passing of people you love shaped you as a woman as you are today?
I'm going to try to talk about this without getting emotional, but obviously, you know, I've dealt with a lot of grief in life. I lost one of my best friends when I was 18, and then my uncle in a very similar accident a year later, and my grandmother who, you know, she beat breast cancer. And then a couple months later, she had a stroke. So all of the grief I've experienced has been very tragic and unexpected. I've never really been able to just have a loved one pass because of old age or something. So, you know, it's been something that I'm still processing and something that I still try to work through every day. But losing those people, the silver lining in that has taught me that we really can't waste time. You know, I'm constantly, every time I get off the phone with a friend, and you know this, I'm always saying, I love you, a family member too. You know, I have to let my feelings be known. And even the same goes with, you know, if friends do something to upset me or if a family member, I'm going to let them know. And it's not to like call that person out or make that person feel bad. It's just to, I want my relationships moving forward to just be honest and positive. And that's not going to happen every day. You know, a friendship, I am a firm believer, is a relationship. So I might do something one day that's going to piss you off or vice versa. I mean, you and I, how many times have we argued? I know. Like sisters, you know? So
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
But I love that because I think, and not that I love that we argue, but I think that it strengthened our relationship because you and I have learned how to communicate with one another. I know the things that are going to piss you off. You know, the things that are going to piss me off. And it's normal for us to be mad at one another every now and then, you know? Mm-hmm. So as long as we can work through that, that's what's important to me. And so losing people and going through my grief and still going through it has absolutely been something that's shaped me into the communicator I am today. I think I am very forgiving. I try to be at least, you know, and that kind of just goes hand in hand with like allowing people into my energetic space. I either want you here or I don't. And that has, the friendships I've lost, I'll always cherish them. And at one point in my life, they were really great for me, but people outgrow each other and that's fine. You know, like I said, I've grown a lot, I think, in the past year or two, and I'm so comfortable with myself and really happy with where my life is at. And that growth has been really uncomfortable, but also really necessary. And that growth has shown me the people who I want around and the people who I don't. And I think if it wasn't for those extreme sudden losses, my eyes wouldn't have been open at such a young age to say, wow, like life is so short, you know, we're not, especially, you know, losing my family members was hard, but losing my friend Hernan was probably the most difficult just because he was so young and it happened so suddenly. And I remember being so fearful that, you know, I had to like work through just leaving the house. Like I was afraid to leave my house at 18 because I thought I was never going to come back. Losing someone at such a young age was really hard for me because he was my age. He was a friend. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow, we're not invincible. You know, like people don't just die from old. And I knew that to begin with, but experiencing it is something I don't wish on anyone, but it's also a lot different than seeing someone go through it. Yeah. You know, experiencing it yourself is kind of just, it's shocking. And it's something I still am processing. I don't think losing someone is something anyone will ever get over. It's just a daily process. Mm-hmm. There's days where I, you know, I feel very, very happy. And then there's days where I'm like, damn, it's been, you know, 10 years or 4 or 5 years from Fernanda. So, you know, it's absolutely shaped me into the person I am today. All of them, all of my losses and the grief of losing friends, you know, that's grief too.
Of
grief, but that's definitely grief. So, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. And I love how you brought that up because that was one of my questions. And I know we spoke about this the other day. I don't think there's enough talk on grieving with people who are alive, who you're no longer close to. Mm-hmm. And that could just hurt just as much. Not only if like you're in a relationship romantically with someone, obviously that's heartbreaking if you're no longer together, you break up for whatever reason. But friendships are real. They feel just as painful as
definitely
as romantic relationships, because they are relationships regardless. Like you've given so much of your time and energy and love and just companionship for so long.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, grief is real in all aspects.
Oh yeah. All right. So then my next question for you is, taking all these experiences for what they are, how have they shaped you professionally? Because I do believe that as much as we've been talking about personal things, it does in a way impact us professionally, depending on like what kind of work we go into or how we actually deal with our work. So I would love your insight on that.
I think losing or dealing with that grief of loss, all of that grief of loss at such young ages just really matured me a lot faster than I should have been matured. And to be honest, I think I've always been a little more, I'm an older sister. So, you know, I used to watch my sister when I was 8 and she was 4.
Yeah. Same here.
So I've always been very, even younger than that probably, but, you know, I've always been a little more mature, I think. And that's not to say I'm not immature sometimes, we all are, but, I think that going through that grief has absolutely matured me. And I know I said that earlier, but in the aspect, even in my professional life, you know, just recently, like I said, I just recently started this new job and it's my first time in a supervisor role. And one of my first days there, it's been definitely a learning curve for me because I guess I can call her my employee. She's older than me. I don't know how much older, but you know, I can tell she's older than me. At least I would say 10 years older than me. So that's been kind of weird for me because it's like, I'm her supervisor and I'm in my 20s and she's probably in her 40s. And she said to me, and I was a little taken back, but I understood where she was coming from.
wow, you look so young to have all this experience. And I was like, well, I physically do. I've always gotten that I look a lot younger than I am anyway. So she probably didn't realize, you know, I was 28, but to think about it, 28 is actually really young to be in a position that I'm in. So I think it's taught me how to evaluate things and, you know, process things and communicate. I really think it's taught me how to communicate more because, you know, I've had to communicate some really tough feelings with family members and Tommy. You know, he's been there for me throughout most of this. And it's also strengthened that relationship too. I mean, Tommy's never had to, at least to my knowledge, he's never had to deal with someone who has had mental health issues before, whereas my family is full of them. So, you know, it's been a learning process for both of us. And so I think it's just affected me in all aspects of my life, but definitely my professional life. One thing I pride myself on is that I am a really good communicator, and Tommy might not agree with you. I mean, with me, but I think I am. So I think in my professional life, it's just really made me a little more mature and someone that people can lean on, I think, for guidance and, you know, good answers.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, with all of that, how do you check in with yourself within your daily routine? I know you mentioned earlier in the questions that you do try to check in with yourself and make sure you're all right mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever that might be. But if you could check in with yourself on a daily basis, how do you do that?
I am constantly telling myself to breathe.
Very important.
Constantly, you know, obviously I am breathing 24/7, but I literally, there are some times where I am holding my breath and I don't even realize it. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with my anxiety. So sometimes, and I actually have an Apple Watch, and the Apple Watch will tell you to breathe. So I really appreciate those. So that's kind of one way I check in with myself. Sometimes I, you know, whether it's at work or I'm home doing something, I just have to take a 5-minute break. And sometimes I'll be in the middle of cleaning and I'm like, I just need to crawl into bed for 5 minutes. Or I'm at work and I'm like, I'm going to go just go sit in the lobby or sit outside. So it's just like physically getting away from whatever I'm doing in that moment. Cause I get overwhelmed very easily. Sometimes I show it, sometimes I don't, but when I get overwhelmed, I also ramble a lot. So like Tommy's always saying that I have conversations with myself because I do. Like I'll ask him a question and then I'll answer it with like to myself in like 5 things I'll say. He's like, who are you talking to, me or you? So I think it's just
sometimes you really need that though, like to process
I know
it.
And that's what I tell him. I'm like, well, both of us, I'm talking to both of us. So I think physically stepping away from whatever I'm doing at that moment and just checking in with myself. I talk to myself a lot too, internally, externally, and some people might think it's crazy, but it's just kind of what gets me through things. And I make a lot of lists. I have lists, which
lists are
checking things off my list is one way to check in with myself, and it makes me so happy. So like I physically feel a sense of happiness when I check things off
my list. Absolutely. I know that feeling. Uh-huh. I do that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming to more to the end of our interview, 2 more questions are left. So one is, what's one characteristic of yourself you would never want to change?
I think I would never want to change my openness and my kindness. And I know that I've already said this, but it's really something I love about myself. I love that I'm always open to conversation and meeting new people and getting to know people. You know, I some people would call it naive, aka Tommy, but I always give people the benefit of the doubt, especially getting older. I think when I was younger, I always thought everyone was my friend, and that's not the case. Some people talk about you behind your back, and that goes in professional life and personal life.
Yeah.
So I still always greet people with kindness and warmth, and then I feel you out and I figure out if you're on my side or not. But one thing I really do pride myself on is just being very kind to anyone from different paths of life, different ages, different races. None of that really matters to me. I have friends who are like in their 60s, and then, you know, so that's something I really love about myself. Like Tommy always makes fun of me because, you know, we went to high school together, but we didn't start dating until after high school. So he always makes fun of me and says that I was too cool for him in high school. Although we were friends in high school, we just didn't hang out outside of school. And I'm like, I wasn't like, he thinks that, like, he calls me Miss Popular. He thinks I was friends with everyone, but I was. And I'm like, I wasn't, it's not that I was popular. It's just that I was friends with everyone. Like,
yeah.
I interacted with these people all day long. So yeah, I had my group of friends that we hung out outside of school, but in school, Hey, Alessia. Like, I was friends with everyone. And I love that about myself. You know, Union is a very diverse neighborhood, and I love having friends of all different paths of life. And even now in our new town, it's so diverse. And that's something I really pride myself on too, is being in a diverse, knowing that my kids will grow up in the same environment I grew up in. I think that's really shaped my personal kindness too, because I don't judge people based off their looks or a disability or their age. I want to be nice to everyone. So
yeah.
And then if I'm not nice to you, it's your fault. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it kind of
is. I told you I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
You show me I can't trust you.
No, that's not my fault. So yeah, definitely my kindness, I think.
Awesome. And no, that definitely, I see like what Tommy might be seeing, but I get like your input on it as well. Like, you're just really open, and
that's,
you feel
the thing,
that
I'm open,
like, getting to know you. Yeah, automatically, if you, someone meets you, they're gonna feel that. And I think it's healthy in a sense, being that way, and then kind of assessing, like, all right, I don't know how close I could actually be to you. And I think that just comes with experience as well.
I'm very open. I consider myself right in between an introvert and an extrovert, whereas Tommy, although he's very, very kind and very sweet, he's definitely more introverted. He's not the ones to take the initiative to like start a conversation with you or just introduce himself to a stranger. Whereas I'm like, hey, I'm Alessia. So he doesn't really make fun of me. We're just different.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. Okay. So for the very last question, for whoever is listening to Ilani Talks right now, share your advice on maintaining your mental, physical, and spiritual wellness in check.
So my advice is to trust yourself and be nice to yourself. You are the only person who knows what's going on inside your head. And as someone who deals with the depression and the anxiety, it's something that, like I said, I thought I had always known it was there. But at the same time, I was like, well, everyone feels this way, but that's not true. Not everybody deals with it, but for those who do, you're not making things up. You know, that's what I thought, I was making things up a lot. And then I went to therapy and I was like, you know, the things that my therapist was telling me, I'm like, wow, I do feel that way. And yeah, I do experience that a lot. And it can be so overwhelming, because especially with the depression, I mean, I'm a happy person by nature. I have a great life. I'm very blessed, and I'm not unhappy, but you know, sometimes there is just this sadness inside me, and it's so confusing because I'm not sad, but I am sad, you know? So just trust yourself, feel your feelings. That's another thing I've learned through therapy, is if you feel sad, cry. If you feel angry, yell. You know, don't hide your feelings, because they're just going to continue to stay there. So feel them, process them, be aware of them, trust yourself, be honest with yourself, and externalize those feelings. Whether it's in therapy or with your best friend or your husband or your wife, talking to Tommy about my feelings has been so helpful. I think especially him, because obviously he's my partner. He's with me more than anyone. And, you know, it's also a learning process for him. Like I said, to my knowledge, he's never dealt with someone who's had these issues before. So it's a learning process for both of us, but just telling him how I feel, and he's really my better half. He just makes me better. So, and that's because he listens to me and he is always trying to help me and make me feel better. And sometimes I just need him to give me a hug, and that's what he does. Like, he really knows how to make my day better. My biggest piece of advice is feel your feelings and trust yourself, because you're not crazy. You do feel you do feel your feelings. They're real. They're not fake, and not everybody feels them. So you're your biggest advocate. So trust yourself.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. This was great.
I know. I loved it. Thanks so much. I love you.
I love you too. And I wish you all the best in your new adventure. And I'm glad that I could be your first guest.
I know.
I feel so special. Everyone listen to
you. Because you are. Thank you.
All right, Ilani, I love you.
All right. Love you too. We'll talk later.
Bye.
Bye. I hope this episode gave you insight on what mental wellness, emotional wellness, and grief can look like. If you struggle with any of the above,
Know that you're not alone, and if you're blessed, please find loved ones to share how you feel with. It makes all the difference. As always, thanks for coming across Ilani Talks and listening to today's episode on mental health and grief with Alessia Deanna Wisniewski. Kindly leave a comment, subscribe, share with whom you see fit, and stay tuned for future episodes. Until the next one, with all my love, Ilani.